the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Herbalist Path. I am super happy that you are here, and I really hope that the topic of this episode, honestly, I hope that you never really need it, but I know that so many people do. So I am really happy to start talking about different herbs that you can use when it comes to healing or soothing a sunburn. So if you listen to the episode I did a couple weeks back, it was all about herbs to help keep you cool and keep you hydrated on hot summer days. And I was talking about how I was going rafting with my family, which I did, and which was absolutely wonderful. And no, I didn't get sunburned, and nobody on my trip got sunburned because we're smart and we don't, you know, we use protection. And even with that, I saw a lot of people on the river that were already red and really pink in the skin. And I have certainly seen so many others as summertime rolls through that are just like, I got a sunburn. You know, you go somewhere, you don't think about it. Maybe it's slightly overcast, but the sun and those harmful UV rays are still just burning down on the skin, which we know can contribute to premature aging of the skin, which, you know, aging, whatever, I'm 44, that's okay. I don't mind aging. It just shows that I'm wise. But, you know, when you're looking 44 and you're 22, or when you know that those sunburns and that UV light can ultimately lead to skin cancer, and then we have a lot of trouble, right? Because when that UV light is coming down into the skin, it activates the melanin, which is the dark pigment in the outer layer of your skin or the epidermis of your skin, which is there to shield the rest of your DNA from damage. So normally we think of melanin because it helps to tan our skin, but it can only take so much of the UV radiation before it creates a lot of damage to your DNA and to your cells, which again is what's going to lead to the premature skin aging or potentially skin cancer, which nobody wants, right? So then when that happens and we have this sunburn, what's going on is your body's response to that damage is an inflammatory response. It's sending blood to that area, which is going to cause the skin to become red and very warm and hot and kind of swollen as well. And that in turn creates pain and itchiness because those damaged cells are releasing these chemicals that are going to activate the pain and itchiness receptors of your skin. And then, as you probably have seen before, after a few days of that itchy, irritating stuff, your skin starts to peel, right? And this is basically your body's way of shedding off the damaged skin cells in hopes of preventing potentially cancerous cells. And then once that process is done, the skin starts to actually replace the damaged cells with new ones. And yes, thankfully, there are herbs that can stimulate skin cell regeneration, particularly herbs that are loaded with allantoin, which, yep, you know it, we are going to talk about in just a moment. But of course, before we talk about how herbs can help you, it's also just as important to state, perhaps I hope this is obvious right now, but our basic protective measures. You can avoid the sunburn, right? Maybe it's by just not going out in the sun during the peak sunny times, or maybe you're wearing protective clothing instead of saying, ooh, I've got to get super tan. Perhaps you're using some sunscreen, whether you bought it from the store or you made your own. Actually, when I ran Mountain Mel's, my product line, one of the last products that I formulated, even though everybody wanted one for many, many years, was a sunscreen. And it was so incredible. In fact, I took it out on the river one time, another rafting trip. Yeah, I think you might be catching on. I really love to be on the river and on the water. But these are like 6 to 8 hour days on the river. And as you're sitting in a raft or a kayak or whatever, your thoughts eyes are pretty heavily exposed to the sun. And so I did a test with my sunscreen. It was called Good Day Sunshine. Good Day Sunshine. I wonder if I could change it to like, I used to raft and I like to raft a lot. Nah. Okay, we can scratch that one. Let's just forget that happened. Is there an auto reverse right now? Anyways, it was great stuff. And I would test it on one leg. And then on the other leg, I used, I think it was Baby Gannex. They're like SPF 50, all natural stuff. And midway through our float trip, we stopped to have lunch at our favorite little stop, and I was looking at my thighs, the tops of them, and the one on the left had the Baby Gannex and the SPF 50, and there was just a slight coloring of pink on that thigh, whereas the one on the right that had my Good Day Sunshine was like all good, no signs of a burn at all. And I'll share with you the herbs and oils that I used in it. It was so amazing. And you know, I was just a small little business, so I couldn't afford to like pay the big dollars to get SPF testing. But I'm so curious what it would have been had I been able to just see it stand up next to that SPF 50 made me really quite proud. So the herbs I used were calendula and St. John's wort in a sunflower oil, because sunflower oil is really great for the skin, has lots of vitamin E, and also has some natural SPF protection to it as well. I did green tea in a coconut oil. I used rosehip seed oil, red raspberry seed oil, shea butter, more vitamin E, beeswax. I did zinc oxide, so it was kind of white and pasty, I will say, but hot diggity dog, did it work? And then to make it really amazing, I used a little bit of lemongrass essential oil as well. And it was the bomb, quite frankly. I still have some of it and I use it, and you just need it in such small doses. And it was really nice also because the calendula and the green tea were really fantastic for antioxidants and regenerating skin cell tissue and all kinds of good stuff in there. So if you want to try and remake it, there you go. That's what I put in it. You can try it. Yeah, basic protective measures obviously are the wise thing first and foremost. But again, as I mentioned before, we can't always do that, right? So what do we do in the event that we did get a sunburn? How can you find relief beyond the cheap crap of aloe that you see in the grocery store? That's that funky looking gel stuff. I know you know what I mean. That's some heavily processed action that I wouldn't be so turned on by. But what I do love are herbs. Bet you never saw that one coming. But specifically, there's two categories of herbs that I really think about when it comes to burns and especially sunburns. And number one are our vulnerary herbs. And vulnerary is fancy herb geek speak for herbs that are great wound healers. They're also fantastic for burns and generally help to regenerate skin tissues and cells really quickly. The other ones that I love so much are mucilaginous herbs. And mucilaginous basically means it's going to be cooling and coating to mucosal tissue, which your skin is mucosal tissue. And one, I just talked about it, but aloe vera is an excellent example of a mucilaginous herb. If you were to ever cut open the fillet of an aloe leaf, you'll see inside is all this ooey, gooey, kind of slimy stuff. And that slimy stuff is the good medicine. No, you don't get quite as much of it out of the junk at the grocery store. You are much better off using the innards of an aloe vera barbadensis plant and just applying that gel directly to the burn or to the skin. Another good choice there is to make ice cubes out of it and then just, you know, that extra cooling because it's hot, right? It's an inflammatory response. It is pure heat on the skin. So if you're adding the coolness from frozen aloe gel, you are really going to be happy. The other cool thing, aloe has a constituent in it, as a couple of other herbs we're about to talk about, called allantoin, which is amazing for regenerating skin cell tissue. And if you listen to that word aloe and allantoin, you know, they kind of dance together pretty darn well. So another one that I love so much for sunburn care is my beautiful friend, Calendula. Yes, I use her in the sunscreen, as I just mentioned, but she's also an amazing anti-inflammatory and really, really wonderful when it comes to being a wound healer specific for soothing and healing burns. So you could just do a fresh calendula poultice. You could make a salve or a nice cream. You could do any of those kinds of things. You could even do cool calendula ice cubes, right? Why not? That would be fantastic if you made a really strong calendula tea and you could bathe in a strong calendula tea. It wouldn't be a bad idea to add chamomile to that as well, because chamomile also has some excellent skin soothing and anti-inflammatory properties to it. I think you would love it. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. I love this time of year. It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable. Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ask Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ask Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good.
Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ass Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again.
And then another one that is just phenomenal is lavender, lavandula, angustifolia, and the essential oil specifically. Like, I primarily talk about whole plant medicine more than essential oils just because they're significantly more sustainable and you get so many more medicinal constituents out of it. But lavender essential oil is amazing because it is very specifically anti-inflammatory. It can also help to relieve a lot of the pain that happens with a sunburn. So you could dilute a bunch of lavender essential oil with a nice lighter carrier oil. Like, I would love to do it with something like almond or sunflower oil or something along those lines, something thin, not so thick. You could use olive oil if that's what you've got. It's not my preferred method, though. You could also make a lavender hydrosol. You could stick that hydrosol in the fridge and spritz it all over the body as time allows. That would be super duper lovely. And then another plant friend that I love oh so much is comfrey. And comfrey is another great example of a mucilaginous herb and an herb that is rich in allantoin. So if you've ever grown comfrey and you broke the stalk off the plant and you look inside, it's also got that like slimy kind of mucilaginous feel, very much like the innards of an aloe fillet. And this is one of the best herbs out there for regenerating skin cell tissue. It is absolutely phenomenal. You can use it as a fresh poultice. You could do a tea of it. You could make an oil of it while it's young and fresh in the spring so that you can utilize it throughout the year. You could turn that into a nice cream. You could turn it into a salve or really whatever you like. It is a really, really wonderful plant and it makes the bees super duper happy. St. John's wort, another one that I used in the sunscreen, that could be really nice. It does have some anti-inflammatory and wound healing properties also, and it has been specifically used to help soothe and heal minor burns. I will say that St. John's wort internally, especially if you're on certain medication, can be contraindicated. It might exacerbate the sunburn, actually. So more on that in another lifetime, but do be cautious and be sure to do your research when it comes to St. John's wort prior to being in the sun. And if you are on medications, it's got a lot of contraindications. But another herb that does not have a lot of contraindications that I love so much. Actually, this is an herb. I don't know if I've told you guys, I just started the Kids Safe Herb Club. It's kind of a new thing that I'm doing, and I'm really excited about it because we're going to dive deep on one herb a month. And in that, you're going to learn how to like identify the herb, how to grow it, how to harvest it, how to make medicine with it, ways to learn about it with your kid. And we're going to go way beyond that particular herb's like one claim to fame. Like, more often than not, when you are using an herb for something that it's well known for, like St. John's wort is well known for depression, but hey, it's great for healing your sunburn too, right? So when you start to figure those kinds of things out and you learn that herbs usually have 5 to 20 different healing properties at least, and then you don't have to know like 200 herbs to have a really sufficient apothecary in your home. Instead, you get to know these herbs really, really well. So my intention is that you make it fun and you learn with your kids about these herbs. And I'm definitely like sticking to herbs that are specifically safe for children. Yes, they're fantastic for adults as well. It's more like when they're good for adults, we might want to be more cautious with the kids. And it's really hard to find that evidence. Anyways, I'm excited. It's the Kids Safe Herb Club. I kind of went on a tangent there. I didn't intend on that, but it was because the next herb, plantain, is our first herb of the month in the Kids Safe Herb Club. So if you want to know more about that, I will drop a link to it. Kids Safe Herb Club is still in development. It's only $7 a month. It's going to be super rad. It already is rad, but I'm about to add more things about like plant identification skills and basic safety considerations for children and also sustainability considerations. So I think it's going to be amazing. And if you like learning about herbs and specifically herbs that you can learn with your children, then you should check it out. I mean, $7 a month is, I don't know, the cost of a latte with a tip these days. Sometimes even without the tip. I live in Oregon, so lattes are pretty expensive. Anyways, plantain, Plantago Major, absolutely phenomenal plant. It is darn near everywhere around you, and you could totally do a plantain tea, ice cubes, bath. You can make plantain oil and rub it on your skin. Again, this is a case where I personally would prefer a lighter carrier oil over a heavier one, like olive oil. And you can make so many things out of it. Plantain is one of my best friends, and it is at the park, and it's off the side of the road, and it's in your sidewalk cracks, and it's powerful. And no, for any of you just listening to me, I do talk about plantain a lot, but it is not the banana. It is Plantago Major. It is a weed. It is commonly known as white man's footprint because it is not native here in the United States and was brought over from Europe. And it's everywhere now. Like you can tell, like wherever we came and disturbed the land, there's plantain. Okay. Off my plantain soapbox for a moment. I'll never get off of that one. It's one of my favorite herbs ever. But another herb that I want to share with you before the end of this episode is marshmallow or Althea officinalis. The root of this incredible plant, first of all, she's beautiful. So like grow her in your yard. She makes the most beautiful flowers and her leaves are so soft and gentle. And she's got so many phenomenal medicinal properties that you just don't want to miss out on this really abundant and beautiful plant. But the root is an amazing example of a mucilaginous herb. So if you do get sunburn and you have marshmallow root around you, I highly recommend putting a little bit of the root inside of a little bit of water. It does not take much. So let's say about a tablespoon of the root, depending on if you grew it yourself or if you're ordering it from Mountain Rose Herbs or whatever. Speaking of Mountain Rose Herbs, right now, if this is July 16th that I am recording this, and through the rest of the month, they are doing a 15% off sale. I'm going to link to it in the notes here. The code is MRHPartner15. So yes, I do partner with Mountain Rose Herbs. So if you order through my link in the show notes, I get a small commission. You still get your 15% off, whatever on the commission. I just want you to get high quality, sustainable herbs. Was that me on another side note tangent? Yes. Back to marshmallow root. Back to the marshmallow roots. So yes, you want to use about a tablespoon if you're getting it from Mountain Rose, for instance, to about a quarter to a half a cup of water, and just place that cup just like that, the roots and that water inside of your refrigerator, and let it sit there overnight. The next morning, you're going to wake up and that water that is in there is now going to be very slimy and almost the consistency of like your kid's runny nose before it gets yellow or green or icky colored, the clear runny snot. And even though I'm talking about snot, don't let that scare you, because this is the good medicine. This is that mucilaginous, cooling, coating, slimy, good medicine that will provide the most amazing and beautiful relief for your sunburned skin. It is truly, truly amazing. Like, you are going to call me back and thank me for this. Oh, speaking of that kind of thing, like the slimy skin stuff, Ryan Drum is one of my teachers. If you have learned about herbs for any point in time or love learning about seaweed, Ryan Drum is like the seaweed man. He's an elder in the herbal community and he's absolutely phenomenal. He's one of my teachers and he taught me how you can use seaweed to do the same thing. So like a little bowl of some seaweed and it's going to get really slimy and mucilaginous and you can rub that all over your skin. Another word for the mucilaginous when we're talking about skin might be emollient, like you will see on an emollient lotion in the grocery store. It basically means cooling, coating, soothing, ooh la la to the skin, right? Okay, so that's a lot of herbs I just rattled off at you. So we talked marshmallow root, we talked plantain, we talked St. John's wort, comfrey, lavender, calendula, aloe vera. You could use honey also. Honey is really fantastic when it comes to healing minor burns as well. And then you'll taste really good. I think way back, gosh, this is like in the early 2000s, I went to a skincare retreat, a natural skincare retreat. At Brighton Bush Hot Springs. It wasn't the herbal conference. It was just a random thing I went to just because I was curious. And we made honey and calendula petals all together and slathered them all over our bodies. And it was incredible. You could totally do this. I do want to give you fair warning. I did get stung by a bee when I did that. But I had plantain around, so I was good to go. Okay, that's enough of me rambling about sunburn herbs to you. I really, really hope that this episode is helpful for you and that you learned something and that you don't get a sunburn at all ever again, forever, ever, 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 ever. And if you do, you think about this episode. And if it did help you, please do me a huge favor and share it with your friends because, as you know, if you listen to this show, I'm all about helping to make herbalism spread like wildflowers. And when you share this information, you are being a huge part of that mission. And I thank you so much for still being here listening to me. Have yourself an incredibly beautiful day and a wonderful rest of your week. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways. When they're well made.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.